Welcome back. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to stop by. My name is Caroline Donnelly, and I'm an author, speaker, and coach, and you can find me online at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. This audio is the final part of my series, 7 Steps to Change Your Life. You can access the first parts at my blog or on my Podomatic page, Journey to You. I'm so excited to be sharing these steps. These are the basics that have made a huge difference in my life, and I know they can in yours too. Today, I go deeper into step 7 and then we'll tie it all together with some final thoughts. But first, a quick review of all 7 steps. Number 1 is, I don't believe it. Get rid of those limiting beliefs you were programmed with. Number 2, say it like you mean it. Stop listening to that negative self-talk. Replace it with positive affirmations on a daily basis. Remember to say, I like myself. Step 3 is, let's pretend. Act as if you already are what you want to be. Step 4 is, stop being complacent. No longer accept what comes. Actively create the life you want. Step 5 is, stop avoidance tactics. Face things head on and deal with them. Step 6 is, forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. Dwelling on the past prevents us from moving into our future. Today, we're delving into step 7, which is take responsibility. I want to begin by making something very clear. Blame is not the same as taking responsibility. We do not want to blame ourselves or anyone else for our current situation. Blaming makes us victims. When we blame, we give up control. However, if we take responsibility and accept we played a part in shaping our life, we regain control of it. This empowers us. Just think, if you played a part in creating your life, you also have the power to change it and make it what you want it to be. Crappy stuff happens to us all. It has happened to me, and I know it has happened to you. There are things we cannot control, circumstances of life that come out of the blue. However, what we can control is how we react to those circumstances. In 2003, I spent a couple of months in bed, unable to walk. I didn't cause that to happen, but I did play a part in it when I didn't listen to my body giving out warning signals. For a very long time afterward, I was mired in depression, feeling sorry for myself, and wondering how I was going to get through the rest of my life. To cut a very long story short, I eventually dusted myself off and began living again. Now, I don't mean to make light of it. The process was long, deeply painful, and, I thought, impossible. I came to learn that no matter what, there was always something I could do to improve my situation. I took responsibility and began creating the life I wanted. It was incredibly difficult, frightening, and there were countless times I wanted to give up. But I took one step a day, then 2 steps, and so on. Don't get me wrong, I wanted to blame others. I wanted to blame the doctors or my employer. I wanted to lash out and hate the world. However, what good would it have done me? I would have still been in the same situation. I began to rebuild my life, and you know what? My life is now better because of what I went through. I learned a great deal during those years, and I wouldn't change them now. Realizing we are responsible, whether in whole or part, for what happens, places the control back into our hands. We become empowered with the knowledge that we can change our lives. When we do this, the universe steps in and helps. By taking the reins and ownership of our lives, we change from being a victim to being a creator. Now, let's tie it all together and create a plan to continue implementing these 7 steps. Remember, step 1 was no longer accepting or believing our programming. To do this, we need to begin learning what that programming is. One method that was very successful for me was writing. Pay attention to your thoughts. Begin observing them almost as if they are separate from you. Carry a notebook and jot things down, or a small voice recorder. We cannot begin to change anything we are not aware of. When I first began doing this many years ago, it was challenging, but over time has become easier and easier until now it is an automatic reaction to examine every thought. Once we're paying attention to our thoughts, we can introduce step 2, which is paying attention to the words we say. As you become more self-aware, you will hear yourself saying things that are not beneficial. As you begin changing the words you speak toward the positive, you will develop a habit of doing so. Write your own positive affirmations, make them present tense and emotional. Record yourself saying these and play it as you fall asleep each night. Once your thoughts and words begin to change, you will very likely start implementing step 3 without even realizing it. You'll be gaining the confidence to do things you want to do and act the way you want. Push yourself out of your comfort zones one step at a time, and you will find the courage to keep moving forward. By now, you will notice no longer are you complacent, accepting what comes along in life and wishing it could be different. You will be finding it is possible to create your life by changing your mindset from that of a person who things happen to into a person who makes things happen. No longer will you be avoiding problems. You'll be facing them and dealing with them. For you know, no matter how difficult that may be, the end result is freedom. Actively forgive yourself. Give yourself permission to make mistakes and learn from them. As you focus on the now and the future, your past will release its control and you will no longer be imprisoned by guilt and shame. You are now taking full responsibility for your life, empowered by the knowledge that limitation only exists in our minds and you have the ability and awareness to change it. You may have noticed there is one common thread. Each step involves taking action of some sort. In my own life, the biggest changes have come when I began taking action regardless of whether I knew the correct direction. When we show the universe we're willing to do the work, it begins to guide and create opportunities to speed up our progress. And one more thing, and this is very, very important. Reward yourself every step of the way throughout this process. Begin an acknowledgement journal and record your successes, no matter how small they seem. Include things like if you open a door for someone or let someone in front of you while you're waiting in traffic. We are so tuned into the negative, we often fail to miss the many positive and wonderful things we do each day. I also want you to record one thing each day you're grateful for. Once you have developed that habit, expand it to 2 things, and so on. Once again, we forget to be thankful for our many blessings, and no matter where you are in life, there is something to be grateful for. Doing these things will help immensely in changing your mindset. It will get you focusing on the positives, which in turn will bring more of them into your life. Now, there's something I'm really excited about. I've been working on a companion book for this series, and it is almost ready to be released. There is a section about each step with places for your notes, questions I ask you, action steps, and fun assignments. Right now, a few wonderful friends are reviewing it, and then I'll make improvements based on their feedback. Once it's released, I'll let you know, and it will be announced on my blog and podcast site. You may also be wondering what on earth I'm going to be talking about in the future. Well, I have a whole list of ideas. The podcasts will be about random subjects for a while, all with the same purpose, to empower you and help you live the life of your dreams. Thank you so much for spending some time with me as we travel on this journey toward ourselves. Please remember your comments and questions are welcome. My name is Caroline Donnelly and you can find me at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. That's carolinerdonnelly.com. Until next time, enjoy your journey.